This is Moose P, and it's Pride Month. I thought I'd share a little bit about what it was like growing up in the early 60s. I remember when I was 6 years old, my tonsils had to come out, and I had to spend a few days at home after the surgery. I remember my mother every day would watch an early talk show that would come on TV. It was a Mike Douglas show. And I happened to see one, must have been 6 years old, like I said, when the guest on that show was talking about effeminate boys and how they needed to stay away from their mothers and how they could be fixed back then. Now, this was the early 60s, but somehow this guy was talking about this, and, you know, it made it sound like it was a big issue. Now, I knew that he was talking about me. That's even at 6 years old, I knew I was gay. I didn't know the word for it. I had never heard homosexual at that age. Matter of fact, nobody talked about sex in the 60s, early 60s anyway. But it was really a strange time growing up back then. This was, must have been 7 or 8 years before Stonewall. And it was a problem that they saw back then. Now, I did what any red-blooded North Carolina boy would do at that age, and even a little bit older, I suppressed my sexuality. It was really not that hard to do. I threw myself into school. I had a few real close friends, but I always knew that I was gay. I always knew I was different. All through high school, I stayed in the closet. I didn't come out. Well, I didn't start experimenting with sex until I was in college. I guess that's when a lot of people do that, though. But I really didn't come out until I was 30. By throwing myself into grad school, I was able to suppress my sexuality. But by the time I was 30, I was ready to come out. It needed to come out. And I would encourage anybody today to do that process a little bit earlier, at least earlier than I did. But this is Pride Month, and I thought I'd just share a little bit about my life. I really hope everybody has a happy Pride and has a great deal of pride in yourselves and our community. We've done some really good things over the years. Anyway, thank you all.